Hi, everybody. I just started a minute early to get everything set up. You're all going to be muted. I'm going to change my name. Welcome, welcome in. Just gonna give it a second. Hi, I see some familiar faces. Make sure you put the chat to everyone in the meeting, if you will, and then I will get started here. So many people are coming in, I can't even hover over Corinne's name to change it to my own. I'm so excited you're all here. Welcome. Hi, Barb. Good evening to you as well. So, if you are here to do the Thoughts 2.0, wiggling out of a thought, you're in the right place. So, I'm Coach Julie. I work one-on-one with no BS women who have big ass goals and want to take big ass action to get to their goals. Everybody hear me okay? Chat's quiet. I just want to make sure. I see some shaking heads. Good. Good. So that is what I do here at No BS. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jean. Today, we're going to talk about wiggling out of a thought. But first, I want to say to you, this, as some of you know already, is called a Brady Bunch style meeting. It's where we can all see each other. If you are more comfortable not having your camera on, I totally support that. You can just turn off your own video. Everyone is muted in a little bit after I've had a chance to talk to you for a moment. I will change that so that you can raise your hand and participate. So let's get started. I'm so happy you're here. So today we are going to talk about wiggling out of a thought, but first we're going to catch up with each other on facts versus thoughts. So, just a quick reminder, a fact is always related to a circumstance, and it's the context around what we have our thoughts around. There are things that happen outside of ourselves, for example, dates and times, words people say, places we went, being married or unmarried, having a baby, being retired. They're always neutral until we have thoughts about them. There's no emotion at all around a fact. I see a question there. Under habit tracker, what does HP stand for? Our plan. All right. So I want to give you an example, and then we're going to move right on into the wiggling. So some of you might know, but for those of you who don't, I'm a competitive stair climber. I got started one random day. I was standing outside a Starbucks restroom in Mount Vernon, Washington, waiting for my spouse to finish using the bathroom. And there was a sign on the poster board right there next to the bathroom that said, "Base to space, first ever, climb the Space Needle." And I literally signed up while my mate was in the bathroom. And so the fact of that situation is, I signed up in June of 2016 to climb the Space Needle in September of 2016. And I had a thought at that exact moment after I paid. I have no clue how I'm going to do this. I was over 350 pounds. I like immediately had a feeling of panic. At the time, I might have even insisted that that thought was true, that that thought was a fact. And arguably, I had never done it before. So I could have convinced myself at the time that since I did have no clue how I would do it, and that felt true, that it was a fact, right? But it also felt like shit. And so, really, when you think about it, upon further evaluation, I had to kind of come to the conclusion that even though the Space Needle was 832 stairs going from the ground to the top, I literally did know how to do it because I have climbed a flight of stairs in the past before. And literally, you just put one foot in front of the other and go up the stairs. So technically, I did know how to do it. So it's just my thought that I didn't, right? And so I want you to hold on to this example. We're going to use it through the afternoon here while we work on wiggling out of our thoughts. So what does it mean to wiggle out of a thought? We wiggle when we hold two thoughts at the same time. We also think of it sort of like a bridge between two thoughts. It's making space for both sides of a story to be true. And one doesn't have to negate the other one. So it's actually truly believing two things at one time, holding two thoughts at the exact same time. And then ultimately, I'm going to tell you how to land on your new hotness thought. But the difference between this and thought switching and changing the volume on a thought is that you're actually allowing both thoughts to have equal feelings of truth. And when you learn to really balance the two thoughts, your feelings line will generally feel something more like compassion or understanding or awareness. And then you can allow your new hotness to win, so to speak, and like wiggle away from your old shitty focus and onto your new hotness focus. So this method works when you intellectually know something is true, when your conscious brain, with your conscious brain, but your heart kind of feels a little disconnected, much like I explained to you. I somehow knew I could climb those stairs, but my heart, like my thoughts and my feeling was panic. I didn't know how. But in my example, I realized I must have truly believed I could do it, or I wouldn't have felt confident enough and done the signing up in the 120 seconds it took for my mate to use the restroom. So literally my brain was holding two thoughts at one time. I thought equally the same thing. I have no clue how I'm going to do this. And I just know I'm going to. So I'm figuring it out, which of course I did. And I stair climb all the time now. And I've climbed buildings five times that height. And so let's keep that example as we go through this lesson. So the gift of holding two thoughts equally is learning to have patience with your habit brain and like not getting overwhelmed and frustrated when old thoughts come up, and trust that nothing's going wrong when your habit brain offers you the old thoughts. So for example, going back to the climbing, my thought about having no clue how I was going to climb came dozens of times a day for a few months. And that was fine because the one thing I could lean on was that I knew I would do it and figure out how, and that was just that. When the old thought came in, I offered it understanding. I would say to myself, of course you have no clue. You've never done something like this before. But look at you running down through the town to the port and then climbing 88 stairs to the top of the longest staircase in the place that I lived, and then running back down through the town to the port and back up that same 88 stairs. And I started doing that three times a day and then four times and five until I got to 20 times a day. And I basically just figured it out. I lived in a place that didn't even have a two-story building. The stairwell at my house was the longest stairs. But I just believed that both things could be true. I could have no clue and I could just figure it out. So I want you now to take the next 4 minutes. I'm going to set a timer. And I want you to journal about your, what old shitties do you have about your ability to lose and maintain weight? And then do you really think you can or can't? Why or why not? And if you are here and you are not personally working on actual weight loss or maintenance right this minute, that's okay. This question applies to you too. If you're thinking about retiring, or if you're thinking about getting married or having a baby or changing careers or doing some traveling, you can just say to yourself, what do you think about your ability to? And then insert it. I'm going to hold it up here. So if you need to see it too. And I'm going to set the timer for 4 minutes, and this is when your journaling starts now. So we're journaling on what old shitties do you have about your ability to lose or maintain weight? Do you really think you can? Can't? Why or why not? What do you think about your ability to? I'm going to go ahead and post these in the chat as well. Hi, Julie. What you doing? You're the lucky one who could unmute herself. Sorry. All right, we're done. So I want you to raise your hand if you want to go through your facts. So the first thing to do is underline all the facts in your paragraph, okay? So let's talk about facts first. So go through your story. I want you to underline all the facts. And then in a minute, if you want to go over your facts with me, you can raise your hand. I'll ask you to unmute and we will go over it. We are not doing any actual personal coaching today. For those who, I got a message from someone that requesting coaching. Thank you so much. But I will go through any of the, we're going to go through the Think, Feel, Do cycle together and creating new hotness. So you can raise your hand and we can work on it together that way with sorting through your facts, your thoughts, and your feelings and your new hotness. So let's start with Anne. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. Anne.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So tell me your fact of your story.
I think it's a fact. It's okay. I get so far and then quit.
So that's such an interesting thought, actually, because the fact of your story, Anne, is that you are actually a member of No BS, right? So you're talking about weight loss, you get so far and then you quit. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. So your fact is that you are a No BS member. Your fact is maybe that you've set a weight loss goal. Your thought is that you get so far and you quit.
Ah.
Right. So we know this because there's no definition of so far and quitting, and you're here, right? So you haven't actually quit at all. So we know this is just your thought about the fact that you've set a weight loss goal. So while we're going through some other members, I want you to rewrite that a little bit for yourself with that in mind. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Anne. So the next person I have with the raised hand is Dawn. Dawn's iPhone. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself, Dawn.
I think I did.
Perfect. So tell me your fact, Dawn.
Okay. So it's work related. I hope that's okay. I've been kind of working on that through the weeks. And my fact is I cannot do everything I want to help the students I work with.
Yeah, so that's interesting, right? That also is a fantastically interesting thought that you're having, because the fact is you're a teacher, yes?
Well, special education, trying to get kids services, basically.
Yes, and then your thought about being a special education teacher is that you can't, that was a long sentence, so I didn't commit the whole sentence to memory, but that you can't
help
your kids in the way that they need, right? So your the fact is that you're a teacher, you're an aide, mm-hmm. your job is to do this work, and you have a thought that you aren't.
Right.
Yeah. So there again, that's such a great thought to work on for you. But the fact is that simple sort of very basic concept, like you're a teacher, you're a teacher's aide, you're a facilitator. Oops, my timer went off again. Sorry about that, guys. All right. Okay. So
now I did come up. Am I supposed to tell you what my other fact is? Because I tried to go there too. Or is that yes. later?
Tell me your other fact, Dawn.
I'm sure I can find a way to be helpful without taking on the full responsibility of every child I want to help. A little long, but basically I can do what I can do.
Yeah. So that's kind of a thought too, right? Because that's your thought about being a teacher. That's your thought about the work that you actually do. So it is like, it's very clear you're working towards an awesome new hotness thought, but it still is about the fact that you're a teacher. So it's still a thought. Okay. So
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and mute you again. You can kind of rework your story with that in mind. Let's do another couple. Rhonda, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself.
Hi.
Hi there.
I think this is a fact. I eat at bedtime.
Okay. So it's really super close to a fact. So the way to even make that a little bit more specific is, what is bedtime, right? That's different for all of us. So I would put a time.
Okay. I eat at bedtime, or I eat at 9, 10 o'clock when I am ready to go to bed.
Yeah. So I would definitely say And I wouldn't even say eat, right? Because eating implies like a level of pre-planning. So I would look at the last time you did it and say, I ate at, and then the time. And so okay. that way you're really honing in on there's, because when you say bedtime, it's almost like you're saying, well, I should be going to bed, but I ate. So really, right? That's what you're thinking, right?
Well, actually, I'm actually sleeping, but my habit brain is telling me, oh, go get some chips because I pre-packaged everything, pre-sorted it, measured. And I literally will be walking back from the kitchen, you know, about to fall or falling asleep, and I'm eating. So,
okay. So then I definitely would put like, I ate and at this time, and you could even put the chips. So that yours is very specific with no other information on there. I ate at this time and the food you ate. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a few more. Valerie, I'm not going to say your last name. Is it Supan? I love that you laugh. Supan, thank you very much. You're kind. Tell me your fact.
Okay, so I put, I've always gained all my weight back when I've lost it in the past.
Okay, so there again, that's a great thought about your goal of losing weight. Like you set a weight loss goal, like how much weight do you want to lose?
Well, I've actually already lost 100 pounds.
Okay.
But I recently gained 10 back.
Okay, so there, you've even kind of proven yourself wrong and shown how that is a thought instead of a fact, because you've lost 100 pounds and you've gained back 10, but you think you gained all your weight back. Right? But really, you've gained 10 pounds back and not 90. So you want to say I've lost 100 pounds. And then you could do a total of 90. You could say I've lost 100 pounds and gained back 10 pounds, the exact amount, 10.2 pounds. That's it. Then your thought about that is I always gain my weight back.
Yeah. And I'm afraid that's what's going to happen again.
Yeah. So that is a thought that then we can turn around and wiggle into a new hotness, also truth. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to keep working on that. I'm going to mute you back. Thank you so much for raising your hand. All right. I have Carol next. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Carol Lightcap.
Hi.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. So truth is I have never maintained my weight loss.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about that. So you've set a goal to lose weight. You've lost weight and then you gained weight back.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. This is a great example of a thought that could sort of be a truth, but it's also a truth that you don't want to fondle. Corinne always talks about like fondling things that are so bad for us and then we just hang on to them. And so this is a thought. It is maybe a fact that that has happened, but it's not a fact that's serving you. So you could say that I have a goal of losing weight, and your thought could be, I'm still figuring out how to maintain it. And so it's saying the same thing, but it's saying it so much more lovingly, right? It's saying it with compassion for yourself. And right. So I love your fact, because I understand how you landed on that as a fact. And yet it's just a fact that isn't serving you in its current state. And so this morning, Corinne talked about kind of wiggling around with that and reframing it, so it sounds better and you have better thoughts about it and then you feel better. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I actually wrote down, I am figuring it out and I have the ability and tools to do so.
Oh, that's great. When we get to the new hotness section, I hope you focus on that some more. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Oops. Oh, we've got, let me stop that. We've got someone sharing their screen here somehow accidentally. There we go. Okay. Thank you. So one more, Debbie, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. Debbie Meckling. Is that how you say it?
Yes, perfect. Yes.
Hi. Good.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me your fact.
Okay. I am a caregiver to my sister. I made promises to my parents. I collect ideas about how I will use my no BS tools. And then my one that I'm not sure about is I daydream about the emptiness that got filled.
Okay. So let's look at each of those one at a time. I'm a caregiver to my sister. Like, that sounds factual to me. Mm-hmm. You might want to even expand on that, though. Like, if it's live-in care.
Yes, she lives with me 24/7, 365,
yeah,
nonstop.
So I would think if I were really wanting to hone in on it, because caregiving could be interpreted in so many ways, I would say live-in care, like 24-hour care. Okay. Tell me your next thought, or next fact, excuse me.
I made promises to my parents.
So in that
case, who are dead.
who are dead. Okay. So in that case, like, I would really hone in on the depth of the facts. Like, I made this promise to my parents, like the exact specifics.
I promised she would never live in a group home.
Okay. So that's a fact. Like, if those are words you said, then that's a fact. Tell me your next thought.
Well, the next one I had written down was, I daydream about the empty nest that got filled. But that's the one that I'm kind of like, is that a thought? It's a fact. We had an empty nest. Now she's here. And then I have thoughts about that. And it doesn't serve me.
Yeah. Is what I think you mean is you had children, they moved out, and now your sister is there. Right. So I would really tone down that story. Like, because what's an empty nest? I happen to know what you mean, but not everybody would. I'd say, like, I had a child, they moved out at this exact, you know, this year or this date or this time, my sister moved in, and like really neutralize it. All right.
That's what I'm working at. And I had said, I collect ideas about how I will use my no BS tools.
Perfect. That's good. That's a great thought to have about those facts. All right. Thank you. So the next thing we're going to do is go back through your story, and I want you to circle all your thoughts, you guys. And we just had a bunch of examples of great thoughts. So we can kind of go through this part, you know, faster, in the sense that we just had some great examples of thoughts. And remember, thoughts are just the sentences that are in our head. Just give you a second to circle them. And while you're doing that, I want to make sure everyone has the chat set to everyone and not just to me. And if you're still interested in getting help with your thoughts, I want you to say your fact, your very clear fact, and then your thought about your fact. And I will use the hands that are up now. If you've already come up and you don't want help again, you can put your hand down. And Jan, I don't have your last name. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Hi, Jan.
Hi, I've never been on this before.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. So tell me your fact and your thought about your fact.
I've been an OBS woman for 1 year, and I've lost 18 pounds and gained back 10.
Okay. So all of that really is a fact, right? Because you didn't interject any thinking about that. So tell me, what do you think about that?
I think about it that I can't do it because I never have.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Well, we don't have to judge it, but I do want to tell you, you are very clear on your fact and your thought. So when we're into the new hotness portion of this call, you are ready to go because you've got your thoughts and your facts very clear. So I'm going to mute you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay. Catherine Richardson. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. So my thought was that I'm so tired of dieting.
What was your fact?
The fact was that I have lost weight at least once a decade in my entire life. So that's about seven times.
So, okay, you are an example again where you might have exact data that supports that as a fact, but it's like fondling a fact that's just not helpful, right? And so wanting to rewrite that story that I have, you know, what you said is true about dieting for those decades. And then you can just say, I'm an OBS member. And my thought is, I'm figuring out how to lose weight for the last time.
When you helped the other person say that, I wrote down those exact words because I thought, I think that's exactly where I am. That's not a helpful fact for me right now.
Lovely. I'm so glad you caught that on your own. I'm proud of you. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you. I'm sure you'll raise your hand. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's see. I'm just going through the list of hands. Is it Edwina? I would please like you to unmute yourself.
It's actually Edwina.
Edwina, so, thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Hi. As I was writing, after I finished writing, I realized that most of what I wrote, I think, are thoughts.
You know what? That's totally normal. I just want to tell you that's normal. So now you tell me the rest.
The only thing I think is a fact, which is probably still a thought, is I hate to cook.
Oh, it is still a thought. But it just takes a little bit of a tweak, right? So cooking would be on your fact line, like the existence of cooking. And your thought is, I hate to cook.
Oh, okay.
That's
can I give you another?
Yes.
Can I give you another fact?
Yes.
Which I think is really, really holding me back in some way. The fact is all the women in our family are big or big boned.
So, okay. I could understand exactly why you would think that is a fact, but here's why I want you to realize that that's just a thought, because what is big and big boned, right? There's no real descriptor around that. We get to decide what big is for ourselves. And so, like, big to me might be different than you. So what you could do if you still want to follow this line of thinking, you could say, you know, my sibling weighed this amount, my dad weighed this amount. You could go through each person with their real bodily weight, and then you would be talking about it factually. But with the idea of just big or big boned, those are words that are adjectives. They're descriptors, and there's never really a descriptor in the fact line. It's just all facts, no nonsense.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Edwina. Nice to meet you. All right. Let's do at least one more of these. And I'm just looking down the list here. Trisha, I don't think you've come up yet. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hi.
What's your thought?
So my fact was I'm actually going on just a year of being in OBS, and I have lost and gained the same 10 pounds for the last year.
Okay. So the fact that you have been an OBS member for X amount of days, so you said almost a year, I'd have you get really specific since the date last year.
I wanted to go, but I was too tired to move.
We got some muty issues. Trisha, if you'll unmute yourself one more time. Thank you. Sorry about that, everybody. So the idea that you've lost and gained, thank you. The idea that you've lost and gained the same weight, we know that's not possible, right? It's not the exact same pounds. So this is the story you're telling yourself, and it sounds true and it feels true, but it's just not true, right? You did not physically lose the same 5 or 10 pounds. So, so you are an OBS member for X amount of days or for a year. And then your thought is, I've lost and gained the same pounds. And so as we go into the next segment here, I want you to think about that and decide if that thought is helping you. What else is true? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this a bit. What are our feelings? One word feelings that are thoughts, that are facts and our thoughts. Our thoughts are creating our feelings. So based on the fact that you have and the thought you have about it, what is the one word feeling you have that is caused by your thought? So you can write those down for a second here. Valerie, you asked a question while everyone's writing their feeling down. I want you to think about like holding two apples in your hands, right? And so if I drop one apple and I have one left, right? And then I drop that one. I'm not dropping the same one, right? I pick up another apple. I drop that one. I pick up another apple and I drop that one. They're never the same apple, right? I've dropped them. They've shattered. So I understand that when you lose 10 pounds and then you gain 10 pounds, your brain tells you I've lost and gained the same 10 pounds. But I'm talking about honing in on the science here, because this is how we have to like catch our old shitties. Like, it is not actually possible to lose the same 10 pounds. Like, I'm drinking water right now. I'm going to drink more water later. I'm never drinking the same water, right? It's not actually possible. And so this is something that our brains tell ourselves, but it's just not helpful and it's not true, right? You've lost 10 pounds and then you might've gained 10 pounds back, but the story of losing and gaining this same 10 pounds is fighting for our misery, which is never helpful. And it's just not true because it's not the same 10 pounds, because that's not possible. Okay. I want to see raised hands for those of you who want to share your one word feelings. Liz Jimenez.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. So tell me your thought and tell me your fact and your thought quick and the feeling your thought generates.
My fact is I am mom to a 3-year-old.
Yes.
My thought is it's really hard.
Okay.
And my feeling is guilty.
Yes. That's brilliant. You say to me, I'm sure you think like it doesn't feel brilliant to me, but that is so clear, right? So just because that's so clear, what else is true? What other thought do you have about being a mom to a 3-year-old, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I don't enjoy it all the time.
Well, what thought, like, do you ever enjoy it?
Yes.
Like, do you like your kid?
I do.
Do you love your kid?
Absolutely.
How does that make you feel?
Positive.
So you just gave us all the most perfect example of like holding two truths at one time. Like, holding two thoughts at one time. The fact is, you have a 3-year-old. You have some negative thoughts. You have some positive thoughts. And the idea of wiggling out of the negative and into the new hotness. Like, what do you want to think about your 3-year-old?
How much I love her.
And how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Makes you feel warm.
There you go. Happy. Makes me happy.
Happy. Okay. So you just created your own wiggle right there. So when your old shitty comes in, you can acknowledge your new hotness and like just keep wiggling towards it. Like both truths can be there present at the same time. Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Liz. All right. So I am going to ask Lisa, is it Ostergren? I am not good at last names. I apologize.
No, that's right. It is okay. That.
Great. Lisa, welcome. Tell me quickly your fact and thought and then the feeling your thought generates.
Okay. I've lost 40 pounds, but losing the next 40 seems so much harder, and my feeling is difficult or hard.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. So now when we move into our next little segment here about your, what else is true?
Well, I put, but I really know it isn't. I put that on the end because I'm so used to always adding to the end or the front of those old shitties. So I put that, and then I put, it's about following my doable hunger.
Yes.
That's all I have to do to lose the next 40.
You got it. That's perfect. Thank you, Lisa. All right, everyone. That's a good example of the next part of this, right? So the idea is literally coming up with what else is true for you. What else do you believe? What do you believe at the same time as your old shitty about your weight loss or whatever you're working on your paper? So I want you to take a few minutes. I'm going to set a timer for just a couple minutes. And I want you to write up that it's okay that that thought is true. And this is true as well. Okay, I'm going to set a timer for a few minutes. Yes. Thank you, Trisha, for asking. So I'm asking you, what are your 1 to 2 new hotness thoughts that you also believe about your weight loss, about your ability to maintain your weight? So our original questions I'll put back in the chat right now. And what else is true? Those can be true. What else do you believe? And do just about one more minute for the 1 to 2 new hotness thoughts that you also believe about your ability to lose weight or any of the things that you've been working on. And I want you to know if you're seeing ands, buts, what ifs, those are all amazing things to have on your paper right now. And what else is true? But this might be true. What if this is possible? About 30 seconds more. All right, let's start with Abby. Hi. Is it Langston? Abby
Langston. Yep.
Thank you very much. So tell me your 1 or 2 new hotness thoughts. Tell us your old shitty first.
Okay. My fact is I've lost 112 pounds. Wow. My old shitty is, but I won't ever be able to lose all the weight I want. Yeah. That feels disheartening. Okay. My new hotness is I have already completely transformed my body and my mind, even if I don't ever lose another pound. And my second one is I can do things now that I was waiting for goal weight, and then I stopped waiting and I just do them now.
Oh, thank you. That's so beautiful. How does that feel?
It feels amazing.
Yeah. This is, Abby, this is like the perfect example of holding two truths at one time. We can have self-doubt and know that we can do it. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. All right. Let's see. How about Kate Gray?
Good morning, everyone. Hello. My fact is that I have reduced the amount of carbs in my diet from last month to this month. This is for health reasons. My old thought on it is if I take down the carbs, I will end up binging because I feel deprived, like I've always done before. My new thoughts are on this is that I can lose this weight this time because this time there is a mental shift in my attitude for what I use food for. And my ability to work through this is more sound than previous times because I don't want to feel that carbs dictate my level of happiness anymore.
Kate, that's so great. My only recommendation to you was your new hotness. You might turn into multiple new hotnesses and make them really like clean so that you end up with like three or four based on the sentences that you said. But brilliant. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. Who do we have that hasn't been up? I think Paula, I'm looking for you on my list. If you could unmute yourself, Paula Chamberlain, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Pardon me. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
So go through your fact and your thought and your feeling kind of quick so that you can really land on your new hotness.
So I have my fact is my weight is a number. The new thought, you want the new thought, right?
Well, first your fact and your old shitty. So we know what you were thinking. Was,
I keep losing and gaining.
Okay.
And the feeling was confused.
Okay.
And then, so for my new thought, I wrote a bunch, but like what I ended up with was I created a weekend protocol. I'll need to be patient to see it work. The other thought was it worked week one and it seems to have worked week two. And I can wait until Friday to see what the data says.
Okay, that's good. How does your new thought feel?
Accomplished.
Okay, then that's working for you. And that's great. Good. All right. Thank you. I'm going to ask you to mute yourself and then perfect. Thank you. And Dolores Schaefer, if you could unmute yourself for me, please. Tell me your fact. Hi, Dolores. Hi.
Am I unmuted now?
Yes, you are. Thank you. Tell me your fact and your thought and your feeling and then your new hotness.
I think I accidentally turned the sound off for you. I'm going to get you back.
We can hear you fine. Can you not hear us?
Oh, no, I can hear you. I can hear you now. I got it.
Okay.
Seems like we're in a theme here for some of us. I'm kind of like Valerie. My fact is I've lost 100 pounds twice and 70 plus pounds once. My thoughts about that are that I have toasted my set point, and I'll have to eat in a deficit mode for the rest of my life, and I'm 66.
How does that thought feel?
I feel fear.
Okay.
And despair.
Okay. So fear or despair, one of those two. And tell me your new hotness thoughts.
I have a few. I can eat when I am hungry and respect enough. Another is my body responds to how I care for it.
How do each of those make you feel individually?
I can eat when I'm hungry and respect enough makes me feel like I'm growing.
Okay. That's great. And how does your other thought feel? How does your other new hotness feel?
My body responds to how I care for it. Makes me feel like I'm more at one with my body and my mind. That so they're more in tandem. They're not. They're not disconnected.
Okay. So if you were going to describe it in a one-word feeling, what would that be?
Comfortable, comforted.
Lovely. I love how you stopped and you allowed yourself to just get into your body and figure out one word. That was brilliant. Good for you. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dolores. All right. As we come to a close on this call, I want you all to spend a minute here imagining your new hotness thoughts wiggle their way to winning over the your old hotness. Like, both can be true. They can both be on in there. No problem. We've established that they can both exist together, but you want to act. So the do line, right? You want to do from the new hotness. So you have your old shitty, it comes in, it feels crappy, and then you stop right there. You remind yourself of your new hotness. It's feeling. And the feeling from the new hotness is where you do things from. So in this last few minutes, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and share what you do, what feeling you get from your new hotness, and what you do from that new thought. So I'm going to look for a hand here that maybe that I haven't seen already, but maybe I have. Bree O'Malley, asking you to unmute. So if you could share with me your new hotness thought and the feeling it generates, and when you feel that way, what do you do?
Okay, so my new hotness thought is that I've never done a program with so much support and root cause examination, and I believe it will help me have a different weight loss experience this time. And that makes me feel powerful. Mm-hmm. And that makes me want to do the things I say I'm going to do and be honest with my accountability group about what I'm doing.
You've got some clapping there. Everybody do this if you are excited for Bree, because that is amazing. I'm so excited for you. That sounds awesome. Oh, I see some amp signs. Thank you so much, Bree, for sharing that. All right. Okay. So let's see somebody else here. Sapphire, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Hi.
Hi.
Tell me your new hotness, how it makes you feel, and what do you do when you feel that way?
Okay. My new hotness is that I've learned to journal and think about my thoughts while I'm in no BS.
Okay. Awesome.
And that makes me feel like journaling and thinking of new thoughts.
Well, give me one word feeling, right? Like, tell me about the actual feeling that you have. Like, is it confident or capable? What do you feel when you think that?
It's excited. I feel excited.
Yes. Fantastic. And when you're excited, what do you do, Sapphire, excuse me?
I do more things to take care of myself.
Oh, like what? Tell me what you do. Blow it up. Tell me all the good things.
Like getting up and starting my day with getting a shower. The little things. Taking care of myself, sticking to my plan, drinking my water, going to bed on time, those kind of things.
Fantastic. That sounds just dandy. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's find a couple more. So just a reminder, this is literally the moment where we get to just believe two things. Have old shitty, but not act from old shitty. Have new hotness. Both are okay in there. They're all in there together. And then act from new hotness. I am going to ask Adriana, pardon me. Could you please unmute yourself? Adriana Diaz. I apologize. Are you still here? Oh, she might have gone. All right. We'll go to the next person then. Jan, ask you to unmute yourself.
Well, I had this like revelation as I was sitting here. I'm a designer and I also sew. So somebody texted me today with a picture and said, do you know how to make this? And I said, well, if I don't know how to make it, I'll figure it out. And I'm like, I should just apply the same principle to myself with weight loss, right? If I don't know how to do it, I can figure it out.
Yeah, that is the new hotness of the new hotness. That's fantastic. And when you think that, how do you feel?
I feel in control and capable because I don't doubt myself in any other area of my life, just this.
And when you feel capable, what do, Jan?
I write my plan. I meal prep. I drink my water.
You're rocking it, sister. That's perfect. Yes.
Well done. Big turnaround since a half an hour ago.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Jean Banning. Jean, will you unmute yourself?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
My new hotness is who better than me? And my statement is I will reach my Century Club goal and beyond and rock maintenance because I have the tools and thought work and compassion for myself and the support of a great community.
That is powerful. So how does that feel?
Confident and success.
Amazing. And when you feel confident, what do?
I keep going.
Ah, yes. Because what don't you do?
I don't quit.
You got it. You got it.
My fact, I only had one fact in all of that. And the only fact was that I joined in May 2018.
I love that. I love that you see that. Fantastic. Yeah. So great.
Because my thought was, this is taking forever. And I was feeling frustrated. So I turned it all around. And I know that maintenance isn't really that much different than the weight loss mode.
Totally.
Even watching Kura, even when she was talking about in the Facebook group, just how, you know, it's still not a struggle, but it takes work every day. And it's better to have positive mind work and or thoughts instead of being down on yourself.
You know it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. This was great.
Thank you. All right, everyone. So as we wrap up, I want to tell you all that this has been the most powerful tool in NoBS for me personally. Just as a human, I have spent a lifetime super determined to accomplish my goals. But when I had doubt, thinking something was wrong with me, right? And I have accomplished a million goals, but my brain just told me something was wrong because I had doubt or I didn't know how to do something. This is your moment where you get to realize right here, right now, that you can have doubt. It can come on in. Old shitties are welcome in here. They're okay. They don't have to go anywhere. They're fine. You can believe your new hotness with old shitty being around, right? Just let new hotness get all up and sticky in here and act from new hotness, right? That's the true gift of wiggling out of a thought It's that old shitty can come on in, like my stair climbing example. Old shitty still comes in 5 years later, and I've climbed dozens and dozens of buildings. Like, welcome in, old shitty. When I'm on the 80th floor now, instead of focusing on doubt and my body and my weight, I'm just like, yeah, you still have doubt. Of course you do. Everybody's tired on the 80th floor. Friggin' climb, woman. That's what I tell myself, literally. Like, of course you have doubt. You're going to probably have doubt your entire life. And I just want you to walk away from this moment understanding that there's nothing wrong with having old shitty. Find it, face it, decide what your new hotness is, and act, feel amazing, and act from your new hotness. That is what I want your takeaway to be. And I want to thank you all so much for your participation. It meant a lot that you were all here. And go forth. I'll see you in the membership in Facebook at camp. Thank you, everybody. Well done. Thank you. Bye now.